The blaze was too dangerous even for 150 firefighters on scene.
We haven't been able to even put crews on the line. Aircraft have been ineffective, if not dangerous, to fly with the winds and the smoke.
Fire spokesman Jason Curry says some of the 300 evacuated buildings have burned. He was shocked the blaze exploded.
Long-range spot fires were going out, you know, as much as a half a mile ahead of the fire. So that's the type of fire spread, fire growth that causes us and prompts us to do these types of evacuations.
More crews are arriving, hoping to do real firefighting today. Steep terrain, high winds, and heat won't help them. Marcia Sweat quickly grabbed her late father's mementos from the cabin he built.
I had to go through and get all of his things, and I can't take everything because I can't get up in the car.
Her family pulled weeds and moved dirt before they evacuated.
Just hope and pray for everybody that nobody gets hurt, or I know people probably lose their homes and things. It's really hard.
People in 300 homes fled to Fruitland's LDS Church and Duchesne High School, among other places. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.